Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello everyone everywhere, Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Are you a Christian who has a testimony you'd like to share? Are you a Christian called to do something greater than you can do on your own? Are you a Christian who would love to be a published author, but you don't have the time, the know-how, or the resources to do a top-notch, high-quality book, get it distributed, and earn a decent income from your effort? How would it feel if you could do all of that and earn a possible significant income on the side? How would it feel if to have an opportunity to publish 10 or 12 or more books in 1 year? Oh, and only by working 2 to 3 hours per week in addition to writing maybe 12 chapters in 1 year? Does this sound interesting to you? Well, if you answered yes to those questions, you'll want to pay close attention to what we're going to talk about in these next few minutes. My guest today is Stephanie Reynolds, CEO and founder of the Christian Writers Collective. The Christian Writers Collective is seeking 100 Christian authors to contribute to its book series that will be published at the same pace of the best-selling series of secular inspirational books. The plan is to publish one inspirational book each month as part of their Jesus Can book series. Stephanie started writing at the prompting of Chuck Swindoll and started out by journaling and then expanding into writing a Christian newsletter for moms. She also has a background in magazine writing, freelance commercial writing, and specialized in providing content for websites. Now she's tackling this project on behalf of the Christian Writers Collective. Now, Stephanie was on our program way back in September of 2020. I was so impressed with her plan that I submitted my testimony the very next day after conducting our interview. And praise God, I was selected to be part of this unique program. Amen. Help me welcome back to the program, Stephanie Reynolds. Stephanie, it's so good to have you come back on the program, sharing all about this adventure and catch up with our listeners. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for having me back, Pastor Bob. This was a turning point in the life of the CWC, so I'm excited about being here.
Amen. Amen. Now, what is the purpose of the Christian Writers Collective?
Basically, our purpose is simple. We want to help spread the gospel far and wide. The way that we do that is by publishing books that contain the gospel. As you said, you joined the next day by submitting your testimony. And so our first book has testimonies of 30 writers in it.
Amen. Amen. And I know what's been going on, but for our listeners, catch us up on how this project has been coming along.
Well, like I said, my last appearance on your show back in September was a real turning point. Back then, we only had 3 writers, and our goal is to have 100 writers in each book so that we can, 1, 100 different people to relate to everyone, and 2, because 100 people writing a book takes a whole lot of time, a lot less time than just one person writing a book. And so our first book has come out. It's called Jesus Can Give You a New Life, and it has 30 writers in it.
Amen. And you know, just before you came on the program back in September 2020, you said the Lord directed you to change how you were presenting the income possibilities because you were afraid of scaring off 100 writers. Explain what the Lord showed you concerning that.
Oh, yeah. That was, again, another turning point when I was on your show. Before, I was being really cautious because every time I talked to people about the six-figure income possibility, people would look at me like I was crazy. And I got tired of people looking at me like I was crazy, so I just stopped talking about that. And when I came on your show, it's like the night before, the Lord said, I want you to go on and tell people, like, yeah, there's a possibility that you can earn six figures, you know, working 2.5 hours a week plus your writing time. Instead of trying not to scare people off, I decided I was going to scare off everybody, except for that 100 writers that the Lord has called. And like Praise I said, Lord. We had 30 people that joined because of my, as a result of that interview on your show back in September. And so I'm back again to scare off everybody, except for 70 additional writers that we need to make it up to 100 writers per book.
Amen. Amen. That's, I loved how you share that, that, you know, Lord says, scare them all away except the 100 I called. Amen. Well, right now, let's say we're at about 30 writers for this first book, which is published. Praise the Lord. And the second book is in editing. Tell us about this first book, though. Jesus Can Give You a New Life. Tell us about this book.
Well, this first book is about Jesus giving a new life to our first 30 writers. I call them our inaugural group. And it is their testimonies. That is the application process for joining the CWC, is to be able to write your testimony well. And so that first book is strictly testimonies of our first 30 writers.
Amen. And the second book is currently in editing. It is scheduled for publication, I believe, on July 4th of this year. And it's titled, Jesus Can Heal Your Hurt. But you're having a special contest concerning this second book. Can you share this information with our audience?
Sure, I'd love to. It is a testimony writing contest. Now, just as our first book is just testimonies, when we publish our second book, those authors that have already written their testimonies, they will be writing on the topic, Jesus Can Heal Your Hurts. But for this writing contest, again, the application process is to submit your testimony. And so that is now your entry into the testimony writing contest. And so we just want you to be able to write your testimony well. We'll have up to 70 winners for this contest. It closes on May 31st.
Okay. And what do they get by entering the contest?
Oh, good question. I forgot to include that part. Well, one, there's usually a fee for joining the collective, because we do share the profits, but we're going to waive that fee for winners for this contest. That's a $1,000 a year annual fee. Plus, also, there's a fee for entering the contest, because it takes a lot of time to process these applications. And so it's a $95 entry fee for the contest. But for those of you that are listening to this program, we're going to waive that that entry fee for you. And we're also waiving it for the first 25 people that submit their testimony to the contest.
Amen. And then do they get entry in the second book, or what?
Yes. For the book that we're hoping to have in print by July 4th, you will be in that second book. Your testimony will appear in that second book, while those people that were in our previous book, this first book, they will be writing on the topic, Jesus Can Heal Your Hurts.
Oh, praise the Lord. So let me get this straight. If anyone listening to us right now would like to join the Christian Writers Collective, they have an opportunity to do so by participating in this testimony writing contest, which is open from now until May 31st, 2021. And this will actually get them a byline in the second book as well?
Yes. Your entry is your first. article in one of our books. It will be in that second book that we're looking to publish on July 4th, the 4th of July, and your byline will be in it.
Praise the Lord. And their testimony needs to be 500 to 750 words, and they can win a prize worth basically $1,000, which is 1 year free membership in the Writers Collective.
Yes. Right now, you get the free membership to the Christian Writers Collective. Because you're listening to this show, we're going to give you the promo. If you put on your testimony somewhere, yes, G-U-E-S-P, you'll be able to, we're also giving you the free entry into the contest. And third, and probably most important, is that you will become a member of the Christian Writers Collective that will earn you the opportunity to make that six-figure income that I used to be afraid to tell everybody about. But if you'll go to our website, ChristianWritersCollective.com, you can see those numbers in detail and exactly how much time we believe it's going to take you to earn.
Amen. Now, when we spoke back in September, you were just putting all of this together. And as with any new venture, especially this one that is trying to include 100 individual Christian writers, there were bumps and learning curves to figure out along the way. But now most of these processes have been worked out. Things are starting to progress more smoothly. And by working together, you say only about 2.5-3 hours per week per person, working on collective issues within the organization. This is by supporting the collective really in their spare time. And the participants in the collective have an opportunity, as you said, to truly earn a significant income. But in addition, they can be in perhaps 10, 12 books as published authors, but really needing only to write truly 10 and 12 chapters in a year, one for each book. Is that right?
That is absolutely right. Thank you for summarizing. yes, one of the things that that initiated this writing contest, one, we're trying to get up to 100 writers because we think that will expand our outreach to have 100 writers. But also, what I call some of the work that needs to be done behind the scenes, that 2.5 hours a week, 1 hour is just attending a weekly meeting. So really, we're just looking for an hour of what I call collective job assignments, whether that's to put out an email, a reminder email of the meeting coming up or a deadline that's coming up. There's just like 100 little things that need to be done. They don't take much time if we each do one of these little jobs, but when if they're all left to one person, which is me at the moment, it's a lot. It's more than one person can do.
Yeah. And so when you take a 20-minute job and let's say there's 100 of them, okay?
Yes.
That's 2,000 minutes, right?
Amen.
2,000 minutes that is right now all on one person. And I know you have an assistant, so it's kind of split up a little bit. But if each person would just work 20 minutes on it, everything goes a lot smoother.
Amen. That's exactly right. So for us with the collective, when we reach 100 members and we have each working an hour or less on a collective job, that's 100 hours a week that we are moving this business forward. I know one of the jobs is to just read the posts that I post on Facebook on Fridays. Every Friday, I post a wisdom study on our Facebook page. And we just ask you to comment on that. And so for the people that are really into social media, or if you're time starved, that's one of the 100 jobs that we ask you to do. It's very simple, doesn't take a lot of your time, but it really helps to move the collective forward.
Amen. Amen. That is so true. And I know that we can't make any income guarantees or anything like that, but can you explain the possible income a writer with the collective could earn if you hit your sales projections? And what are you basing your sales projections off of? I know it's a secular book publishing venture that everyone is familiar with.
You are absolutely right. We are basing our sales projections off of Chicken Soup for the Soul, which since 1993 has been the best-selling book series in the world. Their first year, they sold 60 million books, and since then, they've been selling 20 million books every single year. And I'm just believing that the Lord is going to bless us to do the same, which means that we'd be selling 1.3 million books per year. And so each writer, since we have 100 writers, that's 1% of profit goes to each writer. Now, again, you can see this on our website if you go to the writing contest, because it's pretty detailed, but in a nutshell, CWC takes 10% off the top. We use that to pay for things from A to Z, I call that, from book cover artists to paying for our subscription to Zoom so we can meet every week. But that leaves 90%, which is $80 million, I believe, divided by 100 people, which boils down to $720,000 per year. Amen. So I know it sounds unbelievable, but again, I mention it because I'm trying to scare off all but 70 people that have the faith to believe that this can be done.
And just to for someone who's like, what? Let's say the CWC only hits 10% of the goal. Well, 10% of $750,000 is $75,000. So could someone use an extra 75 grand working 2 hours a week? Yeah. I think that's, you know, and that's at 10% of the goal. We're shooting for the whole thing here. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Yep. And so, well, let's be fair. It's 2.5 hours a week plus your writing.
That's correct. Yep. Amen. Amen.
But still, I know I've worked some jobs. Oh my goodness. I've had a lot of different jobs. And yeah. I was not making, never have I made that kind of money. And so I'm working hard to give other people that opportunity.
Amen. Amen. Stephanie, all of this, as before, sounds absolutely amazing. And I know I'm excited about it. And we talked before the recording. And I do believe that someone listening to us today, in fact, I believe many people listening to us today, want more information on this opportunity. It is probably a once in a lifetime opportunity as well. And one that if they act quickly may not cost them anything to join. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Explain one more time about this contest that you're opening through the end of May in 2021 and what it is about and how they can participate or get more information.
Okay, great. Well, the best thing you can do, because there's a lot of information, but you will find answers to most of your questions at our website, which is www.christianwriterscollective.com. Now, that's the website. You can go to the webpage, writing contest, $1,000 plus for more information about the writing contest. You'll learn how long your testimony needs to be, where to submit it, which is to our contact us form, of course, and just your initial benefit is that we're going to be waiving the $95 entry fee to anybody watching this program that just puts G-U-E-S-T, guest, on your entry. And also, for those, we're looking for 70 winners, and we're going to waive the cost of joining the CWC to those 70 winners of our writing contest.
Amen. Amen. And the first book, Jesus Can Give You a New Life, is available now, right?
Yes, it is.
How can they get a copy of that book?
Oh, great. Thanks for asking me, because I really wanted to share this with everybody. We have our own freestanding e-commerce store, and it's called JesusCanBookSeries.com. Now, you can order our book there. In fact, we're giving you an incentive to order our book there. It costs $5 less when you get it directly from us.
Amen.
It is available on Amazon for $19.95, but when you order it from us, the cost is just $14.95.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So discount again.
Yes.
Amen. 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 So the website, folks, is www.christianwriterscollective.com. To order your book and save $5 right off the bat, it's www.JesusCanBookSeries.com. And don't forget to click on the link for the testimony writing contest at thecwc.com, because this is what's going to save you a lot of money right up front. Amen. You get in for free, basically, other than, you know, 2.5 hours a week.
Yeah. Yes. And really, if you're not a writer, we would certainly appreciate it if you would tell your friends that are writers. And also, you don't have to be a professional to enter our writing contest. You just need to be called. I guess we're looking for just 100 people that God has called to join the CWC. And amen. So... even if you've never published before, but you feel the Lord tugging at your heart to participate in this contest and submit your testimony, be obedient to that call. That's all I'm saying. And participate in this contest.
Amen. Yeah. Folks, I started off this interview by asking a series of questions. And if you want to be a published author, if you want to be able to work just a couple hours a week, part-time, and be part of this collective effort of getting the gospel out into all the world, and you want to have your name listed as a published author that you can then share. I mean, you can say, I'm a published author. I've got 7 books out there that I'm part of. And this just helps promote your credibility as you go forth and whatever venture you have. It starts by you going down into below into the show notes, clicking the links, get in touch with Stephanie, go to the ChristianWritersCollective.com, get the information, order the book, see the quality of this book, see the testimonies of how simple it really is to be part of something bigger than yourself. That's what the collective is all about. Stephanie, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule. I know your schedule is busy as mine, but I thank you for joining us today and bringing us up to date on everything that's happened with the Christian Writers Collective.
Well, thank you, Pastor Bob. I really do appreciate being here. Like I said, when I was here 9 months ago, you just turned around our ministry, took us from 3 writers to 30, and I'm hoping now you will help us to go from 30 writers to 100.
Amen. Amen. Well, and since it was 9 months, it was like giving birth to your portion of the ministry, right? Amen.
Yes, it was. Labor pains and all, I must say.
Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Stephanie Reynolds, myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding y'all, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.